It is April 2nd today, and this is the interview with Irwin Bunny Budge. Okay, Irwin, first of all, first question I'd like to ask you is, can you tell me where you're originally from?
I'm from Maniwaki. I was born on the reserve.
You're born on the reserve?
Yes.
Are you Indian?
I think I am. My mother was a pure Indian, and my father was Scotch, so we're born in reserve. I guess you can classify as a Indian.
What's your parents' name?
My mother is called Margaret Brocoupe, and my father was called, he likes to be called Larry, but his name is Lloyd Budge.
Where are you currently living right now, Irwin?
I live in Aylmer, Quebec, about 7 miles from Ottawa.
And can you tell me what's your profession right now?
Well, right now I am the general manager of the Broken Q Snooker Centers, and we've got six in the area of Ottawa and four more in the Maritimes. Mm. We're planning another one very shortly in September on Bank Street in Ottawa.
Yeah, on Bank. Can you tell me a little bit how about you got to be the...
Well, I was always involved in snooker. We call it snooker. Mm-hmm. You guys down here call it pool because it's playing the small tables. But we play in a large table, and I was always involved. I loved the game. I just followed it very closely, read all the books on it, and I was fortunate to play the game in Ottawa, and people down there liked me, and they asked me to run a couple of their snooker centers, and from there I joined the Broken Q when there was two of them. Now we've got 10, and that's it, really.
When did you start playing pool?
I started playing pool here at Laurier Morois Pool Room. It's called Martel's now, I think. It's Martel now. It used to be Laurier Morois. And I used to attend school right across the street there at Notre Dame. And I'd just sneak in sometime, play some pool.
When did you realize you wanted to play pool professionally, Irwin?
Well, I'm not a professional. I'm an amateur. Mm-hmm. But when I went to Ottawa, I started playing in local snooker centers, and I found that I had talent. People told me I had talent, so I again read up on all the books and studied. And you know, it's nuts. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe it's a God gift, but you have to help yourself along the way. So it's hard work. And I've been at it for over 30 years now, so you gain by knowledge.
Did you ever make a living by playing pool?
I certainly helped my some expenses along the way, that's for sure. No, I made a quite successful living at it. We sell billiard tables. We operate snooker centers. You could say snooker's been my life, really, professionally.
Can you tell me about an estimate of about how many pool tournaments you've played in?
Oh God, over the years, must be hundreds, I guess.
Hundreds.
Oh yes.
And can you tell me a bit about your biggest victory in a given tournament?
Well, just last year at the International Snooker Championships in Ottawa, that's where I've been involved with a snooker league, and we play all over the world. We play in Bermuda, England, Scotland, the States, and I've been in this league 15 years now. We've won 6 gold medals for Canada, and this last year I won the individual championships at the event in Ottawa.
And you went to those countries to
Yes.
Who is which country is considered to be the best at pool?
Snooker, please.
Or snooker. Sorry about that.
Actually, pool is an American game. Mm-hmm. It's just played in a small table. But we call snooker, the best country would be England, and they've been competing 15 years with us. We've won the gold 6 times. They won it, I think, 4, and the States won it once, this sort of thing. But there's always a strong rivalry between mm-hmm. Canada and England.
Oh, yeah. When you were a beginner, how many hours did you practice a day when you wanted to get going?
Well, when I first went to Ottawa, it just happened that my school I was attending, Ottawa Tech, wasn't far from a local billiard hall, and I used to run there for lunch and grab a sandwich on the way to the room, and by the time I got there I was ready to play. So I played every noon hour, and after school I used to do some pin setting at the bowling alley and gain some money to play, to learn the game. And I'd play. Hell, before I was married, I'd play probably 8 hours a day, daily.
8 hours a day?
Yeah, from the day I was probably 15 to 25, I played, I would say, an average of at least 6 hours a day.
So it takes quite a bit of practice to be competitive in all the tournaments.
It's like anything else in life, you have mm-hmm. to practice.
Do you have any snooker champions that like you think are the best and are any of your favorites?
Well, the best in the world right now is Steve Davis from England, and he's just under 29, and he's won the world championships 4 years in the last six, and he's the highest paid sportsman in England. That says something for the game.
He is the highest paid sportsman in England, really?
He is. And these guys are superstars over there. For instance, I was in Scotland, I was having a beer at a little pub, and two old ladies in their 60s and 70s were sitting next to us, and I overheard the conversation, and they were talking about, did you see Hurricane last night? Wasn't he pretty? They were referring to the match on television. Over there, they get over 400 hours of primetime TV, and everybody in the world over there knows Kirk Stevens, Cliff Thorburn, Bill Werbenuck, and hardly anybody. They're Canadians, and hardly everybody here in Canada hardly knows them. But over there, they're superstars.
Yeah. Did you ever have a match against any of these guys?
I played all of them.
Really?
I played one tournament against Cliff Thorburn in 1972, and I beat him in Ottawa. It was a local Molson tournament there, but people don't realize that Cliff had driven all the way from Toronto to play with me, and then he just got off the car, and I beat him 4-1, and it's pretty hard, but I still say I beat him 4-1.
When playing in a snooker game, what's the main thing to keep in mind? Is it concentration or psyching out the other opponent, or what is it?
Concentration. Concentration. If you're in that caliber if you know your game that well, and the next thing you have to control is concentration controlled nerves. So really, concentration is the most important thing.
On Saturday, the 2nd of April, you appeared at the Youth Center right here on the Reserve. And can you have any comments about the tournament that was going on there?
Well, I'm not coming back here again. Everybody beat me. No, we had a fun time. And the kids there, I think they enjoyed it. And it's too bad I didn't have the people organizing it. I guess they just called me at the last second, didn't figure I'd come down. But I owe a lot to the Indian people down here, because my parents had their 65th wedding anniversary at the Indian Center, and you people were good enough to put us up and give us the food, and we were treated like kings. And so I owe a bit to the community, so I'll be happy to come back many more times.
Erwin Bunny Budge, it's been my pleasure today speaking to you today, and good luck in managing of your all your snooker halls in Ottawa and elsewhere, and I hope you have a very bright future ahead for you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
the door and preparing a lunch for them. I feel that as far, I have spoken to counselors, I've spoken to professors at post-secondary institutes, and when the students are attending regularly and are applying themselves, there is not a problem.
Well, thank you, Jim. I think that was a very interesting presentation on your part regarding our credit system. And I think, as you mentioned, the school is always open to receive any parents that may have any kind of questions on the system. And that's about all the time we have this week for School Day School Days. And you've been listening to School Day School Days, a CKWE production in cooperation with the River Desert Education Authority.
I recall the stuff your classroom spoke in bus in the great school bathroom.
Hey, give me a minute here.